This is Public Radio Weekend. I'm David Brown. You know those skateboarders you saw spending their Saturday out in the parking lot this morning? Chances are some of them were sporting tattoos. And were you so inclined to take a closer inspection of those tattoos, you might notice patterns lifted straight from the sacred arts of Samoa. Or let's say you attended a dance recital last night and you noticed the prima ballerina was Latina. Starting to get the picture? For all the lip service given to America as a melting pot, it turns out the art scene in America, melding the modern with the traditional, is really transforming what we often think of as ethnic art into a kind of mainstream fusion art, creating new forms that one might call truly globalized. Up the road at the San Francisco studios of KALW, arts reporter Nicole Sahuaya joins us. Hi there, Nicole.
Hi, David.
You're right there in the thick of this phenomenon, being in the Bay Area. Let's break this apart. How's this happening and who's behind it?
It's happening through the artist himself, David, or herself. And as the way I look at it, I'm looking at deconstructing the artist as opposed to the art itself, mm-hmm. because the art we all appreciate. But it's the story behind the art, it's the artists themselves that I'm really into drilling down on in order to break out of some of our cultural or racial stereotypes.
And you've actually been following a particular artist this past week.
I certainly have, David. His name is Maestro Kent Nagano. The only way I was able to actually talk to this person was because he was held captive for 3 hours as he was sitting for a portrait being done of him in a Berkeley studio.
That's great.
Now, Nagano's family is from Japan and settled in America before World War II.
When the order for internment came, to our great fortune, our immediate neighbor, immigrant family from Italy, said, "Don't worry about anything. We'll take care of your farm, and then when you come back after the internment, you'll find it just the way it was when you left it." And indeed, the Nagano family was able to return and resume the farming activities after the war, but they were very, very lucky. It certainly was not normal.
Start with a potentially tragic family history. Mix in a California coast farming childhood laced with surfing and fast cars. Add an affinity to European classical music combined with a Japanese family, and what do you get?
I'm the music director and conductor of the Berkeley Symphony Orchestra and also the music director and conductor of the Deutsche Symphony Orchestra in Berlin and the music director of the Los Angeles Opera Company. Pursuing music as a profession took me to Europe, and the languages I speak are European languages and not Japanese. So it never was a priority for me to turn back to Japan. And this caused quite a bit of tension between my grandmother and myself, for example, because she kept complaining, "Why is it that you speak French and German and Italian, but you've never taken the time to learn Japanese?" And she was quite upset by this. So when I finally did go to Japan, it was a great, great discovery. It was a discovery about certain peculiarities or so-called peculiarities that I had felt subconsciously were a part of my being. And suddenly in Japan, I felt that, oh, well, this is so wonderfully normal and natural. The rhythm of social intercourse, making eye contact or relationship with nature. Suddenly I was able to realize where these odd remnants of cultural heritage came from. They could be traced in a very direct way back to Japan, and I felt a great sense of belonging there.
At 51, Kent Nagano now embodies a smooth synthesis of East and West. He conforms to the long-standing rigors of classical music while asserting Pacific Rim sensibilities. Nagano believes art offers a lens to view the human condition on a very local level.
A community's soul is best represented through its art institutions. And to look at that soul, one can think of a performing arts institution or a visual arts institution as being a window into that community's heart.
Berlin, Berkeley, Los Angeles, Nagano moves seamlessly through the Hollywood glitterati, bohemian Berliners, and those earnest Berkeleyites. Nagano's latest project is a perfect example of his relentless quest to put classical music in a different context. Take his approach to an overdone classic, Peter and the Wolf.
I'll only do it if we can tell the story from the wolf's point of view. And I said, for that, we really need strong advocates. And so I said, I'd like to do it with President Clinton. And isn't that wild? So, and I said, and if we have President Clinton, of course, we want it to be much more international, so we should get Mr. Gorbachev to be together with him and a great, great actress, Sophia Loren, because I wanted to do Peter and the Wolf as narrated by a woman.
You know, I could go on listening to this for hours, but I'm curious, is Nagano serious about Clinton as the wolf, Nicole?
Serious, David. It's in the can.
Can we hear a sneak preview?
No, I begged, pleaded, and cajoled, but they just won't release it to me. But I'm sure we'll all be hearing about it towards the end of September and when it does hit the stands.
What was that we were listening to just then?
We were listening to the traditional Peter and the Wolf by Prokofiev.
Okay. Nagano, though, is a kind of mix master. And it made me wonder whether or not he has to surrender something in the process. Does he conduct any music of his own ethnic tradition?
David, no, he doesn't, to the best of my knowledge. I do know, however, that he is really focused on being a maestro in classical American and European music and opera. That's really where his talents and all his focus lie. That's not to say that he doesn't bring with it, as you heard him admit to, certain ethnic traits, if you will, mm-hmm. that inform his work.
It's a fascinating story, and we'll have to play some of that CD when it comes out. So, Nicole, thanks so much for now, and we hope you'll join us again real soon.
You bet, David. Thanks a lot.
Nicole Sawaya speaking with us from San Francisco's KALW. I'm David Brown, and this is your Public Radio Weekend.